When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Rob Long, who joins us before his morning show on our Baltimore affiliate 105.7 The Fan. So the Bills, they're in the hole early. Derrick Henry. Henry's doing his thing. Lamar Jackson and that rushing crew, 271 yards on the ground. And this wasn't even the Dallas Cowboys defense. Is there anything that you can say negative about this game on Sunday night?
No. I mean, the Ravens kind of, they've had this reputation of giving up big leads in the second half. It looked like they came out, you know, kind of in that, trending in that direction again. But like you said, forcing a turnover. And that's all she wrote. Yeah, Derrick Henry's 87-yard run. I remember Jamal Lewis's 82-yard run on the day where he had 295 yards rushing against the Cleveland Browns. But it was a sensational performance by Henry last night.
When you think about their last 2 weeks and the number of rushing yards they've racked up, I mean, I know people were pointing to the Cowboys' defense is really bad. Well, the Bills' defense hasn't been that bad, actually. They've been really good. Is this what we're going to see from this team now moving forward? Because I thought they were going more balanced run and pass.
I can't. The Ravens have done this before. I mean, been the number one rushing team in NFL history for a season. So this isn't new. I can't say specifically these numbers that we see right now, but they've been one of the best, if not the best, running team in the league since Lamar Jackson got here. Balance, I'm hoping that they don't go into the games with an offensive agenda for the game plan, meaning if there is a team that can stop the run, I'm hoping they're able to go balance and will be able to throw the football a little bit more. But if you're running the football at a clip of 8 yards a carry, last night was 8 yards a carry, why are you throwing the football? I mean, honestly, I mean, you know, I mean, if you have a quarterback who averages 8 yards an attempt, that's good. I mean, he's probably one of the tops in the league. But if you're averaging 8 yards a carry, I think you would be foolish to try to go balance when you can dominate on one side like they dominated one side on the last 2 weeks.
Mark Ingram was fired up at the stadium last night. The fans responded to him. He comes out of the tunnel, and he's all crazy. And he was a good running back. And Lamar's had some good running backs around him before. As you point out, they've dominated with the run in the past. But Derrick Henry is a world-class running back. What does he mean to Lamar in that backfield?
First of all, you know me. I don't get excited over running backs. But when I heard that they signed Derrick Henry, I said, that's it. I mean, that excited me because you put a guy like that in the backfield with Lamar Jackson. What it is thunder and lightning. And Derrick Henry displayed some lightning himself last night, running it up the gut for 87 yards. But you have two dynamic runners in the backfield. Lamar Jackson was 13 of 18 last night. Lamar Jackson can thread the needle. He can throw the ball. A passer rating of 135.4. But you put a guy like Derrick Henry in that backfield, now all of a sudden secondaries look different. You know, tight ends should be open a little bit more. Derrick Henry changes everything just by lining up in the backfield. You don't have to give him the ball. Just his presence changes the way a defense prepares and thinks. Gives Lamar Jackson something that he's never had before. I think he means the world to this Baltimore Ravens football team. And he takes a great running offense, which they've been great. He makes them even greater.
I just love the pressure that he takes off Lamar, too, and having to do everything. So the Ravens.
Yeah, how many games can the Ravens win like that they did last night? Lamar Jackson had 6 carries. But that's what he does.
So the Ravens end up now at 2-2, and they hand the Bills their first loss. And that Buffalo offense had been really prolific to start the season. We'd seen Josh Allen just kind of run roughshod, pick apart defenses. Why didn't he work against the Ravens D?
I'm glad you brought this up because, you know, the Ravens starting off the season with a new defensive coordinator, Zachary Orr, and we've been waiting for, you know, to see Orr have his imprint on their defense. I thought last night he did. The game plan was sensational. You know, they were able to flush Josh Allen out of the pocket and still have a spy on him. They did not allow Josh Allen to be dynamic. Allen had 5 carries of 21 yards, longest carry of 8 yards. They were able to be dynamic against him. They also got some pressure on him. He had 3 sacks. But, you know, just the pressure that they put on him, in terms of getting him out of the pocket, taking him off his timing. I think at halftime, he'd averaged fewer than about 2.5 seconds in the pocket before being able to throw the football. They were able to disrupt Josh Allen's timing, which few teams have been able to do so far.
When Kyle Hamilton was asked about the defense, he made some kind of a snarky remark about how they hadn't won the Super Bowl yet. But he did lead the team in tackles. He had that fumble recovery on the, I guess it was supposed to be a trick play for the Bills. But I also heard him talk about Roe, meaning Roquan Smith, that everything goes through him. How does he drive that defense?
Well, let me go back to when they got Roquan Smith a couple of years ago. The team had been sputtering in run defense. He comes in, and on a short third down play on his first game with the Baltimore Ravens, he comes up, stuffs the middle, and forces the fourth down and the punt. Weeks before that, the Ravens hadn't been able to get off the field in situations like that. That first play that he made with the Baltimore Ravens has been what he is all about with the Baltimore Ravens. He is the guy in the middle. We have not seen anything like that. I'm not comparing him to Ray Lewis in terms of what he means, his imprint on football. We haven't seen that kind of impact at that position since number 52 did it. He solidifies everything that happens, and Kyle Hamilton couldn't be more spot on. They run that defense.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Through Roquan Smith, he's the anchor, and he makes that thing go.
Rob Long is with us before his show on, it's the Big Bad Morning Show, on Baltimore 105.7 The Fan, our affiliate there. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And I'm just going to take a stab in the dark here, Rob. You tell me if I'm completely wrong. Not only do the Ravens blow out the Bills and they get a handy win and they're back to even, but the Steelers lose their first game and it just so happens that it's former Raven Super Bowl winner Joe Flacco who leads the charge against Pittsburgh. Does that make Baltimore fans even more cheerful?
You know, it's funny because I told my co-host that Joe Flacco would be the starting quarterback for Indy by week six.
Oh my
he comes in last yesterday. What is it, 22? No. It's a sensational day. Statistically, he was pretty decent. He was 16 of 26, mm-hmm. 168. But he did the same thing in Cleveland last year. Joe Flacco is just sitting on the sofa, waiting for a phone call, and when he gets, he comes in, and he's effective. And you're right, the Steelers losing, it's just funny that you pat, you know, old Joe on the backside and, you know, give him a wink, say, thanks a lot, big fella, because he did it again, this time against the Pittsburgh Steelers, who, you know, I thought Justin Fields played his best game of the season yesterday with over 300 yards passing and also 55 yards rushing. But, you know, the Steelers have some warts, as Jeremy Kahn would say, they have some warts, and they've got to clean those things up. We didn't expect them to go undefeated, but I think Mike Tomlin is still doing a sensational job up there in Pittsburgh.
Right, so the Steelers are 3-1, Ravens are 2-2, Browns and Bengals are 1-3. So Bengals get their first win. The Browns, though, I've seen a couple of fans point out that not only is Baker Mayfield playing really well with his new team, the Bucks, but now Joe Flacco, we don't know if he's starting, but now he's helping to lead the Colts here and how much that stings against the Browns. What are your impressions of the North to this point?
They should sting up in Cleveland because, you know, Deshaun Watson has become less than a game manager. What was it, 24-32 last? Yesterday with 2 of 176. How do you have 32 attempts and don't have 200 yards passing? He has become, I don't know who that guy is. Honestly, you can assert all your jokes if you want, but that dude is unrecognizable right now. And he is a lot of the problems that's going on in Cleveland. You know, your defense gives up 20 points on the road to Vegas, and you lose the game because you only score 16. Absolutely, he's a big problem. Cincinnati, on the other hand, their defense, not very good. You know, they're underachieving so far on offense, but the defense isn't very good either. I think what you see is probably what you get from those two teams in Ohio. I don't know how much better they can get because I don't know where the improvements are, especially with Cleveland. Now, if Cincinnati finishes the season with 9 or 10 wins, wouldn't be surprised because Joe Burrow is that dude. But I don't see a whole lot of hope in Cleveland. I think it is that Baltimore and Pittsburgh fight for the AFC North. And I think Cleveland and Cincinnati will fight for identity.
It's interesting to think about how things change from one year to the next, right? So the AFC North, by far the toughest division in football last year, even without a Joe Burrow. Now we're seeing, oh gosh, the NFC North turn into the division that, at least at this point, could have a bunch of winners in it. So in the first month, we've seen a lot of wacky and weird. I'm asking my audience where they're finding the wacky and the weird. What about you, Rob?
Oh, that's a great question. The wacky and the weird is inconsistency. You know, you call it parody. I don't know if it's mediocrity, to be honest with you. Seriously, I mean, you some crazy things that happened. The Bears are 2-2. The Rams showed us flashes that they could possibly be a team that turns it around. Cincinnati started off great. I mean, not Cincinnati. New Orleans started off great. Now not so great. The Packers can't win a game with Jordan Love. Joe Flacco is winning games again in the National Football League. Who are the Philadelphia Eagles? In fact, who are the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? I think the wackiness is just the unpredictability. Let's call it that. Mm. Unpredictability in the National Football League. We do pick-ems every Friday here on the show, and I think we're all like the NFL. We're all probably hovering around 500 because we can't figure out who's who.
Right.
But the Commanders put 42 points on the road against the Cardinals, and we thought the Cardinals were an upstart team. Who knew that it wasn't them? It was Daniels as a rookie quarterback in Washington. It's just the unpredictability that it is in the National Football League is the wackiness to me.
I myself think it's the Cliff Kingsbury revenge factor.
Okay. I like that. I'm going to roll with that.
All right, so what's the lead on this morning for your show? Is it the Ravens or is it the Orioles who are about to start the playoffs?
Well, every month, well, after the Ravens game, a day after the game, we do a show called Monday Morning Quarterback. So what kind of cheating is going to be the Ravens? But if not for that show, it would be tough to come into this show and not talk about the Orioles. Fact that they end the season with a sweep in Minnesota, go 91-71. And instead of backing their way into the postseason, all of a sudden, it's a team that's won seven out of the last 10 games. So it's going to be the Ravens because it's Monday Morning Quarterback. But trust me, there'll be some people who want to talk Baltimore Orioles baseball.
It is a good morning to be a Baltimore sports fan. As Rob mentions, the O's getting set to start that wild card round, but also with Joe Flacco leading the Colts past their rival Steelers. They also demolished the Bills behind Derrick Henry in a terrific run game. So find Rob on Twix at Rob Long Sports, and you can hear the Big Bad Morning Show on our affiliate 105.7, The Fan in Baltimore. Rob, thank you so much. Good to talk to you.
Always, Amy.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.